Good morning. It is 7:36 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 12th, 2024, here on a mostly sunny, partly cloudy, blue sky day on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's 68 going on. It feels like 80. I'm way overdressed with the polo shirt and the hoodie and the sun beating on my back the whole way down West 20th Street. But I'm in the shade now. I'm in the down in the neighborhoods. I don't have as much breeze, but I also have almost no sun. So, good. Yeah, I missed yesterday. The legs didn't want to do it. I was wandering around the house, peeking out the windows, looking to the east and the west, and wondering what excuse I could use to not walk, because I really didn't want to walk. My legs hurt. My hips are tired. And I thought, oh, you know, what the hell. One day. Just don't miss two in a row. So here I am. I didn't have quite so much nope this morning, so I managed to get myself together. I also didn't have my favorite breakfast this morning. I just had to settle for two pieces of peanut butter banana toast. Such a trial, such an obstacle, such a burden I have to bear. Eating my homemade bread. Adam's sugar-free peanut butter. Adam's peanut butter, which is nothing but peanuts and a little bit of salt. And a bit of an overripe banana that I just mashed into the bread. Managed a few swallows of coffee, but I have to admit that I really can't taste the difference between warm coffee and warm water. Only if I'm paying very close attention. Which, being honest, I'm very rarely ever paying that much attention to my coffee in the morning. This morning was scattered a little bit because I needed and wanted, I didn't need to, but I wanted to get my estimated taxes paid well in advance of Monday, the 16th, because that's the deadline when the 15th falls on the weekend. And so it's more than 72 hours before the deadline, so I'm in plenty of time. The state's a lot more forgiving. In fact, the state requires you to pick a month-end date. So I always pick the end of the month that I'm filing, so June 30th. But that was another chunko change. I got another chunko change coming up next Tuesday. When I get my ears. It's odd, ever since I've had my hearing checked, my ears have, and my, you know, ear canals examined and scraped out and cleaned up and all that, everything sounds muffled. It's really weird. It's like I've got water in my ears all the time. And maybe it's just because I'm aware of it now. Maybe it's just because I wasn't really aware of it. I wasn't paying that much attention to it. But the number of conversations that I've missed seems to have gone up over the last month. I'm not able to make out a lot of words. I was listening to some music this morning, and I couldn't tell if the singer was singing in English or Spanish or maybe some other language. I couldn't tell. I just couldn't. The subtitles were in Spanish, which made it a little difficult. But I didn't, you know, just listening, I couldn't tell. Except every once in a while, I would get a line that was very clearly in English, very well enunciated, rose up out of the background sound, and I could make it out. So, yeah, I'm hoping that the buds will, the new most expensive earbuds in the world will actually improve my hearing. Wow, that sun is warm. I'm hoping I'm out early enough that I'll have sun on the backside here. I did remember my water bottle, so I don't have to suffer the gumminess. I had good tunes for the first mile this morning. She drives me crazy. And policy of truth. Both had a good beat I could walk to, as opposed to dance to. Lots of summer smells here, lots of flowers I'm smelling. I'm not sure where they all are. I'm walking under a big old pine tree at the moment. Picking up just a hint of the pine. And now the spruce trees to follow. Yep, I've got to get out earlier tomorrow, that's for sure. Good breeze though. Pressure on my face, nice breeze, I found a fun read. It's, I'm looking it up on my phone. What is it? Culinary King, I think. Yes, Culinary King. Logan. Oh, show it to me in the... Logan Jacobs, Culinary King. It owes a lot to anime, particularly the cooking animes, what was it, bread, something bread. Can't think of it right now, but it was so much fun. Yakitate, Japan. That's why I couldn't remember it. Everybody Mango. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that anime, and this Culinary King has owes a lot of its vibe to that sort of over the top, dedicating your life to cooking. Rawr. Going up on it. You ready to sit with me? Monk post. Walk in the shade. Whew. Yeah, who'd have thought 7 o'clock was too late to walk? Probably wouldn't be if I weren't wearing the hoodie for the pocket, I suppose. I really don't need the hoodie for the pocket. I can rearrange my pocket items. Which I should have done this morning. Oh well. Live and learn. Rump and roast. So, Culinary King is good, yes. Fallout 4, good. I destroyed the Institute, but stayed on good terms with everybody else. So I have 3 sources of Radiant Quests. I still have most of Far Harbor to do. I've done pretty much all of the Far Harbor story. I haven't done any of the Child of Adam story. And I've only barely scratched at the Acadia story. Now I have Kate on board, and as a companion, I'm not really sure if as a companion the perk was worth it. But I kept seeing that a lot of people really liked her. They either like her or hate her. Because she's so Kate. They all have their interesting little quirks. Dance, I had to give up on Dance because I realized that without having completed Blind Betrayal, I couldn't ever get maximum affinity. So I couldn't. Without alienating the railroad, which I really didn't want to do. I cut Dance loose. I think I sent him to Red Rock. He's an interesting character, but his unending military vibe, lack of a better term, his unending gung-ho-ness just wore on me. I put up with Piper's gab much better. She had lots of things to say, and she said them all the time. I didn't have anywhere near as much, because it was a lot less dogma, a lot more commentary. And the same is true, I think, with Kate. She has things to say, but where she really shines is, I gave her a minigun, and I keep feeding her 5mm ammo. So I snagged a high-speed shredding minigun from one of the bosses, from one of the super mutants, and gave that to her. She loves that gun. Oh man, she loves that gun. So she's a good target for the wandering people to shoot at while I kill them. I also gave her 210 points of weave, or 220 points of weave. So she's got an armor class that's almost the same as power armor in terms of damage and electrical. Well, all right, it's a little bit less. Okay, it's a lot less. But compared to just clothing and regular armor, I didn't give her any extra armor. I didn't give her, like, combat armor or anything. I'm seeing interesting comments about combat armor. And use leather until you can get combat armor. I'm not sure about the weight. The weight, like, doesn't seem like it's worth the protection. I very rarely get below 50%. Because I'm playing on normal. I'm not playing survival or anything stupid. There's another old guy out for his morning shamble. I'm coming up on him. But it's still fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm having to go through and revisit all my settlements and make sure that they're all keeping up with the number of people and the number of beds and the amount of food, sufficient protection to keep them from being raided every other minute. To see which way that truck was going. It's a Lowe's delivery van with a lot of lumber on it. I saw him delivering the lumber earlier and wasn't sure if he was going to turn in my direction or away, so I gave him room. Anyway, the building is going well. I've got the perks I need to add all the things in that I want. I built a player home out of boxcars just to try it. Not recommended. Everything's a long line. I started looking at player home mods to see if there were mods, player homes that I wanted to play with. And so far I haven't seen any. They're all overly ornate, they're not utilitarian at all. They don't do, I mean, some of them don't even share inventories. They're sort of like the boss's quarters on the top of Fistop Mountain or whatever it is. They've got some workstations and That's about it. You can't do anything with the stuff that's there. You can't get rid of it. You can't scrap it. You can't make room. You have to trip on it every time you turn around. I was watching YouTube videos from Great Gaming, I think. The Commonwealth Contractor. Has some interesting ideas, things that I didn't know about the warehouse and its glass, walls and windows. Really nice. I may have to scrape out my rudimentary home and recreate one that's I enjoy more, let's put it that way. In between missions and running to defend, getting my ass handed to me. I think I've put a fast travel target in every system where the normal place to spawn is right in the middle of the enemy when they're attacking, which is tedious. Still looking for a legendary Gauss rifle. Haven't found one yet. Oh well. Neither here nor there. I'll be back in the wasteland here in a few minutes. I'll have a fresh cup of coffee that I probably can't taste. And I have to remember to take the milk in because leaving milk out in the cooler in this temperature is what you call not recommended. At any rate, I am here at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.